There are 50,000 homeless veterans in the United States. We've been reporting this week on efforts to help them. Our stories come from an event this summer in San Diego called Stand Down for veterans who are or have been homeless. It was a military-style tent village where vets could get cleaned up, eat warm meals, sleep on cots, hang out with friends. The goal was to help them get a permanent roof over their heads. NPR photographer David Gilkey and producer Claire O'Neill also went to Stand Down, and among the tents for haircuts and new clothes, they had a little tent of their own. Claire O'Neill takes us there.
I like to call it a pop-up portrait studio, though maybe it was a little rough around the edges. We hung up a gray sheet for a backdrop, one of those acid wash things like in your yearbook photo, in the middle of a huge military-style tent right by an airport. I held the mic while Gilkey took photos of the vets who came by. We went to this event, Stand Down, because we wanted to make portraits of homeless veterans. But mainly we wondered, how do they see themselves?
That's a good one. Eyes are clear, fat in the face.
God, I look so fat.
God, I need to shave. I should shave.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it looks hot.
Oh, yeah, right.
I think that's okay. That's got my Miami and...
That's a Miami Heat t-shirt.
I think I was just starting to see the flash in the camera, too, and I was kind of focused in on it.
We asked the vets who came by, like Dolis Jackson, Melinda Baca, Fred Parks, how they wanted to be photographed, and then asked them to pick which photos they liked the most.
Nah, I go back up, smiling, but with mouth closed like that. Yeah.
Like that?
Yeah.
Marcus Bennett is 32. He was the first person who came by our tent. He told us he had PTSD. And how after his service, he started drinking, got a DUI, went to jail. He wanted to smile in his picture, but says it wasn't easy.
It's hard for me to just sit back and smile and enjoy little things, I guess. You know, I'm not very playful very much anymore, I guess. I'm just kind of, you know, even with my family, my kids, I feel like I'm too stern. I don't know, I feel like I just kind of lost some emotion, I guess.
Despite what they've been through, war, homelessness, most of the vets smiled for their picture. And for most of them, it had been a long time since they'd done this. Some joked that the last portrait they'd had made was a mugshot or a license photo.
Oh, my God. I haven't had a portrait taken since my yearbook in high school and my yearbook at MCRD.
MCRD is in the Marine Corps Recruitment Depot. When you enlist in the military, you get a portrait made. Dolis Jackson says he was 16 at the time. 40 years later, he's looking at himself again.
I can see my age from 16 to 56. I've changed a lot. I didn't even know you were taking pictures when I was straightening my cap.
I liked it when you were straightening your hair.
We're looking at a close-up.
Yeah, looks kind of mean.
And one with his arms crossed.
See, you can tell I got a lot of tension still in me, too. I can see it in my hands and my body. Just looking at these photographs, I'm seeing the wear and tear that it's got on me.
And then he salutes the camera.
Wait, go back about four clicks, that right there. And I said, one for my son. I just need to trim my mustache down.
Fortunately, the barber is a few tents over. Vets can get cleaned up here. And Fred Parks, one of the last vets we met, says that's important.
I've seen some of these guys that go in the barber shop and come out and they don't look the same. Mm-hmm. They look human, you know. They don't look homeless. They shave. They got their hair cut. They trimmed up, you know. And it changes them, you know. Appearance got a lot to do with your self-esteem.
Fred would know. He was homeless for 25 years. His wife Jessica was homeless even longer. She tells one story about how someone once said to her, "You don't look homeless." She replied, "Excuse me, but what exactly is a homeless person supposed to look like?" Claire O'Neill, NPR News.
And you can see the portraits the vets chose in that pop-up portrait studio. They're at npr.org.